Ob's tutu.
All right, I should be recording. Hey, everyone. This is Chris here, and I'm back with Bryant.
Yep.
And we're going to demonstrate Palace Punch-Up. This is another online game where basically the objective is to walk around and throw rocks at your opponent's palace wall and blow it up.
It's a good game to play if you're angry.
Oh, yes. Very satisfying. It is a two-player game, so it's you versus either the computer or a real human. I'm not going to show the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
You can also have the computers play themselves, which is kind of neat.
Yes, you can. Which I can show that, I guess. I don't know.
Menu.
Let me go ahead and launch it.
One Ob Studio.
And, of course, you get this from BlastBay.com.
Folder view lit.
Let's see where...
Save play blinded guide. Play Zoo Palace Punch-Up.
All right, I'm going to load this
palace
up.
Palace Sleep Mode on.
Blast Bay Studios presents... Palace Punch-Up.
I love the intro.
Main menu. Use your up and down arrow keys to select an option, and then press enter.
Alright, I'm going to hit page down to turn down the music just a little bit. And it does use text-to-speech. Honestly, I think that was kind of lazy on his part. Because a lot of these prompts could very easily be voiced.
Yeah, and a lot of his other games don't use text-to-speech, so...
I know. So I'm using Microsoft Mic because that's what I have set by default. But it will use whatever voice you have set. So down arrow.
Play offline.
You have play offline.
Play online.
Play online.
Speaker test.
Speaker test.
Learn game sounds.
Learn game sounds.
Exit.
And exit. Let's do a speaker test.
Speaker left. Yeah! Right. Main play offline.
Play
speak. Learn game sounds.
I'll go through the learn game sounds real quick.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select a sound, and then press enter to listen. You throw a rock.
Alright, so this is when you throw a rock.
Your opponent throws a rock.
When your opponent throws one.
You walk on one of your own squares that is broken.
This is when you walk on your squares that have been broken. It plays that little junk noise.
You walk on one of your opponent's squares that is broken.
And this is when you're victorious and you walk on something that you've broken on their side.
Hammer.
That's the hammer noise.
Return to previous menu.
And that's it.
Main play offline.
I guess I'll show you the offline mode real quick. I will show you the computer playing itself.
Please select a difficulty level. Baby Brawl.
So there are difficulties, and I think the higher ones control how big the game board is, as well as how quickly rocks do their work.
Toddler Tantrum, Rising Rage.
Rising Rage.
Agonizing Animosity, Insurmountable Insanity, Suicidal Showdown, Return to Previous Menu.
Let's put them up on Suicidal Showdown.
Should both players be controlled by the computer?
It's the highest difficulty, I think.
Yes, this will be rather interesting, just to say the least.
No.
Yeah.
So now it's asking if both players should be controlled by the computer. By the way, if you play this on Baby Brawl, it will give you the option to use training mode. That just, it makes the computer not do anything, really.
Yes.
That way you have the chance to practice. So I'm going to hit yes, and...
returns yes.
And we're going to listen to this, and then we go from there. So here we go.
Thank you.
they're still going. Oh. And I lost. The computer, from my point of view, lost, and that's why it's playing the sad music.
Please select return to main menu, play offline.
That's basically how that works. I'm not going to demo the offline mode because the online mode is virtually identical.
Play online, online menu. Please select an option and then press enter.
All right, so when you hit online, you have the option to
connect to a computer.
Connect to someone that is hosting.
Host a game.
Or host a game.
Return to previous menu.
Now, if you're connecting, you don't have to worry about anything. If you're hosting, you need to forward UDP port 9995 in your router.
Connect to a computer.
Which I've already done, and that's kind of beyond the scope of this, but if you guys need help, you can ask, and I will try to help you, but each router is different. So I'm going to hit...
host a game.
Host a game.
Server setup. You will be notified if someone tries to connect. Press escape to cancel.
All right, so now Bryant is going to connect to me using my IP, which I gave him.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
You have an incoming connection from 134.yes.
And I'm going to cut that off. Basically, it tells you that you have a connection from someone, and it gives you their IP. Yep. And on their end, I think it tells you to wait. And then if you want to play, you choose yes. If you don't,
no.
You choose no, and I think they're told that. Like, nope.
So you can kick me out if you want to.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to choose yes.
Please select a difficulty level.
It says the other person has agreed to play with you. Please wait while your opponent chooses a difficulty level.
Baby Brawl.
Where should we start out?
Toddler Tantrum.
Let's do a Rising Rage.
Rising Rage.
Alright.
Thank you. Ready. Set. Go.
Oh! Now, he is attacking me. And he just paused the game.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So that's one of the things. So, either you or player two can pause the game. Depending on who paused it, the other person has to wait until it's unpaused. Let me go over the keys real quick. It's really easy. Left and right moves you through the board. The space bar will throw rocks. If you hit the space bar a few times, it will throw more than one, and more than one rock going at the same time will speed up that process. Holding enter will make you hammer a rock, but you have to be standing at the position where the rock sound is coming from, and I think that's it. You can hit D, and I think that plays a tone to tell you where unbroken squares are, I think. Although I'm not sure of that one.
Let's see. Don't do anything. I'm going to see if D works. It makes a...
Yeah, it's a little ding noise. And, of course, you can hear him walking. What else? Yep. Now I just paused it. I think your opponent's actions will be heard at a lower volume and pitch, I think. So that keep that in mind. And now pretty much what we're going to do is try to destroy each other's palace. And this game is very... very, very quick reaction, so if this isn't something that you like doing, well, that's fine, but I will say this does require very quick reflexes, so if you can't handle that or you just don't want to, well, that's okay. Yeah. Okay, so are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Uh-oh. Ah! Oh, you got me.
Yep. I think I was on the statue.
Please wait while your opponent chooses a difficulty level. Press escape to cancel.
Yep, so now he chooses it.
Mm-hmm. Let's play on Baby Brawl.
Alright.
You will be playing on Baby Brawl. Ready, set, go.
Yeah, Now that time I started out on the right side of the field. Yes! Whoa.
Oh, that's funny. Just stand there.
Yeah, so now I'm holding enter and he's trying to blow this up or break it, and I...
So it's actually pretty impossible for me to win as long as the person stands there and repeatedly hits enter, because they can hammer it faster than I can.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they move, I'm probably not gonna...
Yeah. And actually, I was pressing and holding enter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ah! Oh, crap. Oh.
So that's 2-1.
I know.
2-0.
Yeah.
Please wait while your opponent chooses a difficulty level. Press escape to cancel.
So you have to win this one to stay...
Yeah.
To stay alive.
Alright, so now I'm just waiting for him to...
Let's play on Suicidal Showdown.
Oh, shoot, I'm screwed.
You will be playing on Suicidal Showdown. Ready, set,
this is for the
go.
Win. Ah! Oh, crap. I'm over here. Uh-oh. Oh, there's one square. No!
Whoa. There was more than one square.
Wait. Aha! Right here.
Select a difficulty level.
2-1.
Two more. Let's see. What should we play on?
Baby Brawl. Toddler Tantrum. Riot Agonizing Anim. Insurmountable Insanity.
Let's do Agon... Hmm?
How about Agonizing...
Agonizing Animosity.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ready. Set. Go.
Yep, and now I start at the left. I think you won.
Yep.
Please wait while your opponent chooses a difficulty level. Press escape to cancel.
Well, that was fun.
That was, like I said, it's a nice little time waster. It's very quick, very casual. No,
yeah,
no real planning. I mean, I guess the only strategic thing that you might want to do is just to run around and throw a whole bunch of things and try to keep your partner busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's basically it. There's no chat. So if you're going to do this, I would recommend, just like with Top Speed 3, I would recommend being in communication with the other person. Also, this is only one-on-one, so you can't have more than two people. But it works, I guess. I think it would be cool if he would make a central server for this, because, I mean, he has one for jungle, so I don't get why this doesn't have one, but whatever. I mean, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Really.
That's about all there is to this game, really.
Yep. So now we're just here, and I'm waiting on him, but I guess if we wanted to quit, he could either disconnect from me or I hit escape and the whole thing goes down.
Let's play one last match, and then we'll quit.
Sure.
Whoever gets this...
You will be playing on Agonizing Animosity.
Uh-oh.
Ready, set, go.
I'm not very good at this game, but it's fun.
Yeah.
The other person disconnected. Online menu. Return to previous menu. Main exit. Thank you for playing Palace Punch Up.
Yeah,
exiting program.
Zoom meeting.
That's basically it.
Yep.
Very simple.
Yeah.
But it works. Gosh, and shoot, this game must be almost nine years old, I think. Shoot.
You what?
Wow. Yeah, this game must be, because I think it came out in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's almost 9 years old. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's it. There's really not that much to it.
Nope.
Alrighty then. Well, I guess that is it. So I'm gonna...
Zoom. User pro drop Bob Studio Bop.
We tried to get Bop It to work, but...
Bop It Ultimate? Yeah, that's another game. It's basically a Bop It game that you can play online with someone else. I need to figure out what's going on with that one, because it should work. I don't know why it's not.
Ob 60 studio mode. Stop recording. Checkbox checked.
But I will look into that. And until next time, you guys take care.
Bye.
Bye.